The video version of this episode can be found at patreon.com/flagtimepodcast.
I don't have a name for my Focus ST, but I call her a stupid piece of dog ass shit a lot.
I named my motorcycle Spitfire because the exhaust pipe spit fire. Haha, get it? This week on Flag Time.
Episode yet?
No, not yet.
Welcome to Flag Time.
Oh, okay.
I was sleeping. My name is Stirworks.
I think we're all tired.
I had a brain worm. Sorry.
Brain worm.
Well, as some of you know, my sob. I have a Saab 900, for those of you who don't follow me. I have a 91 Saab that I got from a guy who bought it new. He actually went to Sweden and optioned it up and bought it there and then had it imported into the U.S. And he named it Sven. So it's Sven the Saab 900, even though Sven is kind of, I guess Sven is a Swedish name. It's like kind of just a Scandinavian name.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people that have Volvos that are named Sven, too. But there's also people that have, like, German cars that name them Sven. I don't know what's up with that.
My sister's name is Savannah, and it's Savvy for short, but whenever I don't want to say either of those names, I'm like, Sven!
Savvy for short. Savvy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Savvy, who are you? It's my best Johnny Depp impression. Anyway.
Yeah, she's the one who created our logo.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, Savannah's the one who created our logo. So
that's amazing. It's a fucking cool-ass logo.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Savannah. Or Svenna.
Svenna.
I have a couple other cars. Well, I mean,
Did you fall back asleep just now?
So... That's anyway,
my name is Serrata Mobius.
Oh yeah.
And we got Pixie as well.
My name is Heatstroke McGee.
2.3. No. Oh, that's right. You grew a little bit.
Oh yeah, Pixie 4.6. Whoops.
Did you know what I should do is I should combine the engine sizes of all the cars I have and see what that number would be, and then that's my number. Starworks 27.5. Yeah.
If I combine the two vehicles that I have right now, it would be 4.5.
I got you by a point later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's think about this.
I don't want to.
Well, here, I need like a pen and paper. Hang on a second. I want to calculate this out. Let's do this right now. ADHD time.
Yeah.
How much? Yeah. I did it the other day with how many wheels and tires I own from all the cars that I have.
The Flag Time Podcast, the automotive service podcast that talks a lot about not that. We're definitely living up to that right now.
Well, this is cars. How many liters combined is all the engines that I have? So
currently have.
Let me see. Currently have the Saab, the 900 is 2.1 liters. That's an L. 2.1 liters. the Mercury Capri engine is a 5.0. What other cars do I have? Oh, yeah. The Civic is 1.8. The Accord is 2.2. Explorer. I have so many cars you forget. Saab, Capri, Civic, Accord, Explorer. What else do I have? Oh, yeah. I got another Saab. For free, and it's red. Did I reveal that on the podcast, or did I just talk about it on the after party, which is a patron exclusive thing? You should subscribe if you are cool and want to hear funny stories that we all talk about.
Yeah, that is a perk that I don't think a lot of people like know about. Is like if you pick either the mid or the premium tier, you get access to this Discord that we record in. And after every recording that we do, we hang out for a little bit in what's called the post-recording after party.
The last time we recorded, Airplane Facts with Max hung out with us for like an hour.
Oh yeah, he just showed up. Yeah,
Pixie, you missed it because you were too busy going to sleep like a nerd. Who the hell needs sleep?
I do.
Okay.
I like how matter of fact he is when he's sleeping.
Somebody get a calculator.
Fuck. All right, one sec.
Why didn't you just type all that in the calculator app while you were talking about it?
Because I had to write it down in front of my face. Shut up.
No, you could have down in the calculator app.
I do things differently.
Give me numbers.
Else, stupid. 2.1.
2.1 plus.
5.0.
5.0 plus.
1.8.
1.8 plus.
2.2.
2.2 plus.
4.0.
4.0.
What about
you would
the
be Stirworks 15.1.
Okay, and the plus 800cc.
Oh, plus 0.8. Stirworks 15.9.
And then no one knows this, but 5.7.
5.7.
Uh-huh. Got a RAM.
And then 1.0.
What's 5.7? What 5.7 do you have?
I don't have it yet, but it will be soon.
You're now
the roadmaster's a 5.7.
God damn it! Shut the.
Do I need to bleep that?
Yeah. Okay. He said the car was going to get.
Post production Serrated Mobius here. That's not bleeped because it's already been announced on Sterling's Instagram page. He's got the Roadmaster. Go look. It's fun. Back to the episode now.
I want to keep that. I want to reveal that. That's something I want to reveal on my
You own. Would be Stirworks 22.6.
Hell yeah. Let's fucking go. Wait, no. New Saab is 2.0. I forgot to add that.
So not
new
a Saab. One.
2.0.
All the cars that my family owns.
The red, the new one, the turbo one. I got a 9.3. I got a 2009.
So I'm adding 2 to 22.6.
Correct.
Okay, 24. So you'd be 24.6.
24.6. Yeah, fucking you, me. You gotta add a 20 to that shit. That's a lot of liters.
Hell
what
yeah.
What the fuck even is a liter?
Back in the 20s, GM 1,000
milliliters.
One that big, here's that a hint.
8 horsepower.
Here's a hint at what I'm getting for the video listeners.
Bow tie.
Oh shit!
All right, there you go. That's the only hint you get. It's related to that. It's not that, but it's.
It got a pushrod V8 motor in it.
Yeah.
For the audio listeners, he just held up a sticker.
Yeah, I held up a photograph of the automobile.
Also, for the audio listeners, I love Sterling's Hot Wheels loop going on top of his head right now.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty swaggering. Let me look at that. Let me look at my Hot Wheel collection, and then let me look at my hair.
Yeah.
It looks pretty much the same. I need to get a giant, like, Hot Wheels sign. Like, I want a Hot Wheels sign that's like a dealership size sign.
You should get one that has the Hot Wheels Highway 35 symbol.
Oh, like man, one of the giant fucking love ones. Those movies. I watched the shit. I literally watched one of the VHS tapes so much I wore it out. Like, it actually doesn't work anymore.
I rewatched the entire series this weekend.
Is
it because I sent you the link to the.
Yes.
YouTube playlist.
It's like fun bad. Like watching it now, it's like, wow, this is really fucking bad. But like back when you were like, you know, 8 or 9 or whatever, it was like the coolest fucking thing ever. Because like, I mean, it's like, once you hit 300 miles an hour, this shit's going to. Is it 300?
It's 300.
Yeah. That's right.
It's 300 miles an hour, and the portal opens up to the Acceleron realm.
The fucking Nitrox 2.
Yeah.
I need to get the PS2 game again.
I have it on GameCube.
I have it on PS2 and GameCube because I was raised in a separated household. So like my mom would have like a GameCube and a PS2, and my dad would have like, well, wait, no, that's not true. My brother had an Xbox. And my mom had a GameCube, and my dad had the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Then my brother got a PlayStation, so my brother had a PlayStation in his room that his dad bought for him, but my brother wanted to share it with me, so I had a PlayStation 2 at both houses, and my mom had a GameCube, and my dad had a PS2 and a PS3. And as a result of like all these both of these households getting all these different game consoles, I now have all of them, like individually, like myself. So I have Hot Wheels World Race on Game Boy, GameCube, PS1, PS2, it didn't come out on PS1. I have it on like, I have like three different copies of it, I think.
It's like me with Ace Combat 7. I've got three different copies of Ace Combat 7. But
I think I have four different copies of Skyrim because there was like, you can play on the PS2 and 3 or whatever.
You play that thing on the Switch now. But going back to Highway 35, my favorite part of that whole series was like the part that I mentioned in the story when I was talking about my motorcycle.
Yeah.
Where the main character, Vert Wheeler, skateboards up to his house and he sees a full-size DR2 in his driveway.
You had a literally like, you related to that, like you had a like, yeah.
But like as a kid, that was the coolest thing to me. It was like having a Hot Wheels car in just a normal setting,
yeah,
like in someone's driveway with a full race paint scheme, and it's this car that no one's seen before, and you're like, what the fuck.
That's
the coolest thing to me.
Some magical guy in the computer, some magical assistant in the car is like, "Hey, this is yours."
And his name is Tesla. That aged well.
Oh my god!
Really? Right? Really?
Oh yeah. My god!
The guy who built all of the cars, his name is Tesla.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I think his first name is Peter. I think it's like Peter Tesla.
Was it?
Yeah. I rewatched the entire series, including the Accelerators this weekend.
I'm trying to, like, that sounds familiar. I just want to fucking
doing some.
I have to look at the keyboard while I'm typing because I don't know how to type
fast
right.
Fast-paced Googling.
Hell yeah, Kurt Wild. It's with a Z. That's right,
Michael Donovan. Okay,
Dr. Peter Tesla. Tesla. So it's like the way people make fun of me for saying it like that. I don't know why. It's like some people have put a fucking
emphasize the S. It's Tesla.
No, it's if you got a fucking problem with the way somebody pronounces it and it's really, really close to what it actually is supposed to be, then sorry, that is the most pretentious shit in the world.
Actually, it's pronounced espresso Tesla. Instead of it's espresso.
Fuck you. No. Yeah, like or people that get mad at people that it's like it's Porsche, not Porsche.
That's what I say. Porsche.
Fuck you. It's called lick my balls.
Are you
suction?
It doesn't sound like you're picking up the recording out of that microphone.
Penis? What? Is it down here?
Probably.
Fuck.
Change your microphone.
Did that change recently?
Yes, Discord updated and it changed shit.
Fucking God fucking damn it.
You should also get rid of your little status thing on the bottom of your screen.
Oh, God damn it. I fucking
suck. It's like when people say espresso instead of espresso.
There we go.
There's no X in there.
Significantly higher quality.
Significantly balls. Sorry, I didn't even know that. Why does it fucking switch inputs went out without fucking asking? Like,
I always check
everything to default.
I always
like
check
a parent. It's like, hey, I did this. I hope you don't mind. You're like, well, you just rearranged my whole fucking room, and I'm 9, and I don't know where anything is now. Thanks. It's cool. Cool. Anyway, what's going on? What are we talking about?
We were talking about Accelerators.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool because going back and watching it again, like you said, the voice acting's could be better.
Subpar.
Yeah. However, the action scenes with the cars, fucking fantastic. Like that was the whole point of that entire
series. Did you ever collect the Hot Wheel cars?
Oh yeah, I have them. I have them.
Did you get all of them?
No, I never.
Did you get all of them? and get the tracks with it?
Dude, that is one of... You have that world race track?
I don't have it anymore.
Dude, you know how much that thing's worth?
Yep. A lot. Yeah, I do.
Because how rare it is? Oh my god.
Guess who's... Somebody donated all my Hot Wheels one time. Well, not all of them. I still have a lot of... Well, I was a kid that only cared about playing. So I got the stuff and I played the shit out of all of them. Uh-huh. And then, like, I got the custom painted Hot Wheels cars. This is the World Race cars.
Yeah.
Like, my dad, like, got some of those. Like, he went to Puerto Vallarta once and mm-hmm. he got a whole bunch of ones that I was missing from Mexico because... Oh, wow. They were, found some from like toy black market shit.
They had like the rarer ones had to be like region locked, right?
Yeah. So I had all of them. I literally had, I think there was like, God, I want to say like, was there 35 of them?
Yeah, there was 35 of them.
I had all of them. Mm-hmm. And like I kept all the packaging, but I played with the cars, obviously. I got the set. Yeah. And I was like, I played with the cars on the track. Like, I didn't collect them. And then, like, the cars went into like a toy box with all the other ones.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they got all like fucked up. Mm-hmm. I still have a lot of them. I mean, I still might have the set somewhere.
I have all of the Highway 35 cars and the Acceleracers cars that I bought when I was a kid, except for two. Because I traded a Ballistic and one of the Acceleracers cars for a couple more.
I don't remember the names. I don't remember the names of them.
Oh yeah, I think my little brother has Ballistic.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, I've got a case with like the Wave Rippers, DOR2, the
main movie
leader cars, all of the team leader cars I have. In a case, with a bunch of the other ones.
I liked the fucking Dodge Charger. That was like the
Plymouth. It was a Plymouth.
It was a Plymouth.
Yeah.
That's right. It was a GTX.
Yeah. But I remember, like, when I was a kid, I would go to Toys R Us to see if they would carry the ones that I didn't have, and they still sold only the ones that I had already.
I should collect those things again.
Yeah, I want to get all of them. I do want to get all of them. I don't want to get the track because they're selling it for ungodly...
Maybe not.
Things about money. How much are they selling for now?
Highway 35 Ultra Rare Zed car number 36. One of 1,000? This is $1,599. Okay. Wow. Here's a Road Beasts Red Baron for $40 in the packaging. Wow, I remember the packaging. This is so nostalgic. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm getting a nostalgia boner. I wish I was a kid.
I had an original Kaibo Blue Eyes White Dragon that was worth $500-something now.
Jesus Christ.
And my dad threw it away.
Oh my God. Like, man,
we had no concept that all of this stuff would be worth something.
I had three of them.
We were kids.
Yeah,
I was like fucking five.
I remember ripping open like the first set of Pokemon cards that ever came out and just throwing them about my room, like not having a single clue that like 25 years later some of them would be worth like $300 a piece.
You're like, Mom, one of these cards is in a different language, and it's got this like funny color on it. Like, what's up with this? And she's like, that's probably nothing.
I got cards.
I have my Pokemon cards in like a Ziploc bag somewhere. And I do have a holographic. Oh, shit.
This is all code cards for the Pokemon like online thing.
Oh shit, that's awesome.
I have a full stack of them that I haven't scanned in yet.
I have a holographic first edition Zapdos.
Oh hell yeah.
And it's holographic. I don't know how much it's worth. It's not in the best of shape because I had it in my wallet for a long time. It's not like super fucked up or whatever, but I used to carry it with me for good luck because my brother gave it to me.
So one of the more recent Pokemon sets that released, there was a really, I think it was the Pokemon 150.
Oh, cool. A condition one is worth $6,500. Okay.
Jesus Christ. But no, the Pokemon cards released a original 150 set that had all of the original 150 Pokemon in it. And in that set, there's a really sought after full art Charizard card. I managed to pull it, and I immediately sent it to go get it graded, and it came back with a 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
You still have that?
Yeah. This is recent. This is like within the past 6 months.
Oh. Yeah, the Zapdos that I have would probably, I don't know what card grades look like. It would probably be kind of low because it's beat the fuck up.
If it even has one little tiny microscopic scratch, because they look at it with a microscope, like the entire.
Okay, card. Mine would be like a condition one.
But my girlfriend, got a Japanese version of a card. And the English version of like a rare full art card sent them both in to get graded, and they both came back with a 10. So holy, she's got fuck. A set of both Japanese and English cards, same card, and both holy of them shit. Are PSA 10s.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I was like, you need to keep that for as long
emergency,
as possible.
Emergency bunny.
Yeah.
This just became emergency money.
I forgot hell what Pokemon it was. I would have to go back and look, but yeah.
It's just some stupid, like, it's like Piplup or some shit.
No, it's a pretty good card. It's a pretty good card.
Oh, it's fucking Rattata. They say Rattata in the show, but the card, it's clearly like it Rattata. Like it's
Rattata.
Rattata.
No. There's a bleep.
What?
That bleep clip that you sent in the group chat, that's going to be really bad taken out of context. I know it, because they don't even care to be called.
I don't even remember the context of that at all.
You said
we're talking about I was saying that just don't even care about being called because they're like, whatever.
In in the Patreon cut, that's uncensored, but I'm still censoring the R word in the Patreon.
So. That's fair.
Coward.
But yeah, I guess we could segue that into the topic, because when we were talking about acceleracers, I posted a story about how seeing my motorcycle in the garage is very similar to how Vert Wheeler saw the Dior 2 in his driveway.
Yeah,
like every single time, because it's like, I have pretty much a race bike sitting in my garage and I can go ride it at any time. And the topic for tonight is, like, if you have a vehicle of any kind, be it a car, motorcycle, or anything like that, if you've named it, what's the name of that vehicle? And everybody knows Spitfire's name. Everybody knows the name of my motorcycle.
Spitfire!
Yeah. I named it Spitfire because I took it to a buddy's house for a little get together when I first started riding it in 2016. And the guy who was hosting the party, he wanted to see the bike because he had never seen an S1000 RR before at that time.
Yeah.
And I went outside, showed him the bike, and he was like, can I hear it? And I was like, yeah. So I turned it on and I gave him a few revs, and apparently it was at the right temperature, because it doesn't do it all the time.
It just went boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. So what happens with the exhaust system that's on my bike, it's a TaylorMade exhaust system, that's the name of the company, at a certain temperature, if you give it a rev up to like 9,000 rpm, like a quick one, like vroom, it'll shoot flames like a cannon shot out the exhaust. So it'll be like,
oh wow, it's Spitfire.
Yeah, it spits fire. So yeah. So I was like, your name is Spitfire, 100%. That's exactly what it is.
Fire.
But that's, it's like awesome. A fucking explosion, dude. Like, you rev it, it's like...
My VFR does that. It's fucking wild. Like, I don't know. It's like right after you get off the highway when you've been riding for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you're at a stoplight and, like, I don't know, you, like, shut it off, like, right after you get to a stoplight. And then just, like... I don't know. I remember one time I was riding on the highway, I don't know, probably for, I don't know, like, an hour. And I pulled over at a rest area, and I like went
to the bathroom and I got a water and I started it up and I just revved it. I don't know why. I wanted to hear it. Mm-hmm. Why does anyone rev their motorcycle or car?
Sounds nice. Hear
it. I revved it and it shot like a fucking little, it was like a I was like, oh!
So apparently my motorcycle also shoots flames.
Yeah.
My motorcycle also shoots flames when I quick shift up.
Ooh.
Because it's got a quick shifter.
Fuck
so
yeah.
You don't even have to pull the clutch. You just shift up on the lever and it'll go right up into the next gear. And that's I figured sick. That out when I was leaving GoPro Motorplex after work one day. And one of my coworkers was in his Mustang. And he gave me the signal to like go past him. So I went ahead and just gunned it, went around him. And I decided to upshift. I quick shifted as I was right next to him.
Pop.
Yeah. So my exhaust system doesn't point out. So it's not like this. It doesn't point out the back of the motorcycle.
It points kind of sideways, right?
It ends like right here and it points straight out like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's also in the direction of the dude in the Mustang.
Oh, sorry. He raced you.
Yeah, the next day.
Sorry.
The next day he came up to me and was like, dude, when you shifted, like that thing backfired and my ear is still ringing. I was
what?
Like, I'm sorry.
You gave him tinnitus. Congratulations. Yeah.
Join the club.
Yeah, right.
Join the party.
Join the E club.
Join that.
But yeah, that's the name of my motorcycle. I also named my E350. I just don't really name it. Yeah, so because of like the color of the interior, I named it Macchiato.
Macchiato.
Yeah, Mach for short.
Macchiato. So
that's the name of my E class.
Mach 0.0001.
You're right. Do what?
So is that because it's got the wheel speed sensors that max out at Mach 8?
Mach 53, yeah.
That's funny.
That's what it was.
Wheel speed sensors are reading a speed so fast that it'll just vaporize in the atmosphere.
Wheel speed, 200 fucking billion miles an hour.
200 fucking billion. It's like that scene that I did in one of my motorcycle videos for the ZH2. Like, mm-hmm. I was talking about how the impeller for the supercharger spins so fast.
Yeah.
I said at the very end, it spins at like 110,000 revolutions per goddamn minute. And I put RPGDM.
Goddamn in parentheses. Hang on.
You said you had a lot of names for your cars, Sterling, or your bike.
Well, I mean, none of the cars I have right now are really named except for Sven, and mm-hmm. My wife named the new Saab Christoph.
Oh, yeah.
That's and, cool. And I was like, no, I feel like this is like the little sister to Sven because it's like a 2009-3.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a... She's like, no, no, it's a boy. It's a boy car. I'm like, all right, fuck.
You can do the meme of you have two wolves inside you, except now you have two sobs.
Two sobs inside me. One burns oil. The other has a battery drain. Dude, this car burns fucking hella oil. It burns so much oil. I filled it up.
Valve job.
No, it doesn't need valves. It's a turbocharged engine with 140,000 miles, and they changed their oil 6 times. I want to say like 8 times, maybe. It's got a lot of sludge in it, and every time I unsludge it, it clogs the pickup tube and starves the engine of oil.
Nice.
And so it needs like a turbo, and probably it doesn't need rings. Like, I pulled the oil pan off and the cylinder boards look literally perfect, brand new. It's because like the first path in that engine for oil to go is right onto the cylinder walls. So oh, it's nice. Like, so the cylinder walls in usually a Saab 2.0, you can stack. This is from my Saab mechanic buddy of mine. He said that you can literally run these fucking 2 liters so hard that they stack the bearings because they spin them so bad.
Oh.
And you can still just take the bearings out, like you know, machine it a little bit and just put new bearings back in it. It's fine. Like, the blocks are super, super strong. And they can also handle a lot of power. So I might do like a little bit of a, it's good. The engine needs rebuilt. So I might get like a used engine and put it in and take the old engine out and like rebuild it and then get like a bigger turbo for it. And maybe
would you be able to get forged parts for that if the pistons and rods measure the same as other ones?
Well, you can just get like pistons and rod or pistons and rods for that engine. They still make them. It's still a very hot engine in Europe and then Scandinavian countries. You can still buy, I mean, there's people that still build like 500 600 horsepower 9.3s from the early 2000s.
You definitely should get a forged rotating assembly for that. That'd be
sick. It is, it's already forged, but you can upgrade it. The stock bottom end is pretty much good for stock bottom end, and the stock block is pretty much good for like 300 or 400 ish horsepower, which is not much. But if you want
pretty damn good
for a fucking Saab, so I might try to find, I found a company that makes forged pistons for it, and
if you can like, get that thing like a 500 ones, wheel, that would be fucking sick.
That's kind of what I want to do with it. Like, I think it'd be fun to have like a, I've always kind of wanted to build a fast Saab out of Sven, but like the way the 900 is built and the way the parts of it are available for it, it's just kind of not really doable without spending like 25 grand.
But the new one,
but the 9.3 is an engine that you can still, there's a website that still has like new stock of the engine from GM. Like they bought like a shitload of Saab 2 liters, and they're brand new.
Oh, that's right. It's a GM motor, isn't it?
The 38. No, it's the last one that isn't a GM motor. It has some GM components on it, but it's still all Saab.
I wonder how big of a turbo you'd need to get 500 wheel out of that.
Just a TD04.
I don't know what that is.
It's a turbocharger.
No shit. I don't. I've never heard of that one before.
It's like the most common, one of the most common turbos in a lot of European cars. They put it on.
That's why I don't know what it is.
Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon.
That's literally where we're getting all of our funding from.
Flag Time Patreon is where you can see the video versions of all of our episodes from episode 30 onwards. We have 3 tiers that you can choose from. $3 tier that just lets you see the video episodes outright. A $6 tier that lets you see the video episodes and a bunch of other extra content, including access to our Discord. And a $15 tier that Pixie doesn't think you have the balls to get. $15 a month gets you everything that the $3 and $6 tiers get, including a shout out at the end of the episode. And also a listener interaction exclusive portion of the podcast specifically catered towards you guys. The Flag Time Podcast Patreon. Subscribe today to see.
Sterling, if one of our Patreon supporters is a graphic designer, I'm pretty sure they're greatly appreciating the character design of your hair right now. It's
kind of, I'm gonna
damn,
get a,
it's pretty damn good. I'm gonna, it's very get a symmetrical.
You want me to do like a loop, like a turnaround?
No, leave it alone. Like a turnaround. Somebody could definitely make a character out of that, because that's a silhouette that's easily recognizable. Chair noise. Anyway, Pixie, have you named your Mustang yet?
No.
Penis.
Are you going to name it?
Unless that counts. Does that count?
Oh, Morgan. You can name it Morgan.
Then that technically is what it is then.
Morgan and Morgan and Morgan and Morgan and Morgan. That's what the AD. Morgan and Morgan and Morgan.
So for the audio listeners,
Morgan and Morgan and Morgan and Morgan.
Sterling, shut the fuck up.
You gotta do that. We gotta all do it at the same time.
No.
Morgan and Morgan. This podcast is sponsored by Morgan and Morgan and Morgan and Morgan and Morgan and Morgan.
Is that a company or something?
It is. It's a law firm called Morgan and Morgan.
We're not sponsored by Morgan and Morgan.
Morgan and Morgan.
I don't have enough synapses to deal with this.
Give us money. Morgan and Morgan, please. We'll make this show better. We'll be funnier.
For the audio listeners, Pixie held up a license plate that said ADFX02, which if you're a Ace Combat fanboy, that is the Morgan.
Morgan.
Which is the second plane that Solo... Fuck. I'm not
what? Saying it anymore.
I'm not repeating myself.
The second plane that doing? Solo Wing Pixie flies in Ace Combat Zero.
I accidentally hit the mute button on the Wave XLR.
Holy amazing.
Fuck. You hit the touch sensor mute button that's on the top that I didn't know about until I was like, why is it muted so often every time I move this?
Cool. So yeah, we just named Pixie's Mustang. Its name is Morgan. So Morgan. Go to the Patreon here. We'll go to the Patreon responses and see what our premium members say for the listener interaction portion.
Premium members.
Tonight's podcast. We will start with, we'll go with the oldest one and go to the newest one. So,
blue screen my brain.
Patreon member Cyan Lion says, lost. She's a Kia Soul. Lost
Get
Soul.
Get that guy out of here.
That's funny. That thing better be manual, buddy.
She got that name due to the Doom enemy of the same type.
Man, I drove a manual Kia Soul the other day, and it was so goddamn slow. I was, like, amazed. I was like, this is slower than my fucking Ford Explorer.
It's a premium member, Spencer Delfo, says, my 2002 Tahoe is Bertha because she's big and gray.
Yeah. My wrist just popped super loudly. It vibrated through my chair.
I didn't even hear it over the microphone. I was like,
oh, wait. I can totally do it every time I move my wrist. Hang on.
Oh, shit. Hang on. Are we about to puke?
Detachable penis. Hang on a second.
I'm going to turn my noise gate off real quick because I can make my hand pop. Never mind. It's not going to cut. It's not going to play.
Ugh. That's your wrist? Jesus.
When my dick pops.
Oh, I hit the microphone. I'm sorry.
What if your dick made that noise every time I got hard? You just like you're popping your fingers.
Ugh. You need to get that looked at.
No, it's like imagine if that was a normal thing.
No. Yeah, imagine if like that wasn't something that happened to me every time I got hard.
Like you're in class, right? You're taking a test.
No, that doesn't happen to anyone else.
It's just hear that in the back of the classroom.
Premium member DMAC Yeet says, I don't have a name for my Focus ST, but I call her a stupid piece of dog ass shit a lot. Oh boy. Let's see. Premium member Nicholas Reich.
That was funny.
That last name, man.
Yeah.
He said, Mines, with an S, is white jelly bean. Why? Because the 2012 Chevy Malibu somewhat looks like a jelly bean, and it's white.
A Malibu?
I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, Chevy Malibu, 2012.
You can't eat a 2012 Chevy Malibu.
Watch me.
He can eat a jelly bean and think that it's a Malibu.
I got one in my box of cars somewhere.
Wait, what?
You have a 2012 Malibu Hot Wheels car?
No.
what are you talking about?
Fucking idiot.
Premium member Police 428 says, my 04 Yukon is named the Green Goblin, as it is green, and the four eyes of the GMT 800 makes it look funny.
Goblin.
Goblin on my schnoz.
Bro, you need to get laid. You're too old.
Don't you think I try?
No,
it's all over Instagram.
No, it's not. Shut up.
It's all over. It's all over the fucking internet.
If you look at a random thirst trap and see Pixie's name down at the bottom of the comments, then
do you comment on thirst traps?
Sometimes.
Oh my god! Don't do that.
It's funny.
No.
Because people that follow me will be like, what are you doing here? And I'm just like, mind your business.
You're like, mind your business. I'm horny.
Let's see. Ford Tech 1397 says, my 94 Explorer is the Exploder because the trans went boom.
Good one. Yeah, call the Explorer Exploder. Ha 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 ha. Good one. My Explorer is named Dora. Oh. Actually, my mom named the Explorer Belinda, but I named it Dora because it's Dora the Explorer, and that's funnier. But whatever.
Premium member Ashton Green says 1995 Toyota Tercel's name is Grogu. It's tiny and green and goes on adventures.
Grogu. Isn't that a dragon from some show?
I don't know.
Pokemon. I don't know.
It's not a Pokemon. Oh, it's the fucking Grogu is the baby Yoda from called?
Gotcha.
The Mandalorian.
Yep.
And the Book of Boba Fett. Okay, it's baby Yoda.
Premium member of the Big Maple says, I had a 2013 TDI Jetta Sport Wagon in white whose name is Baymax.
That's cool.
Ba-da-la-da-la-da-la.
Ba-da-la-da-la. That's a great movie.
It is. Kyle Olson 25 says, my 2015 Hyundai Sonata is titled the front yard ornament because the transmission needs replacing.
Oh no, a Hyundai Kia product with a transmission that's broken. That's weird.
Pixie's got never a seen whole that. Ass what pen a in his guess. Mouth.
No, I don't.
Pixie, that pen, all that pen is doing is
up my ass.
That pen, all that pen is doing is showing how small you actually really are because you're making that pen look massive.
I was going to say, is that a Sharpie or like a fucking vis-a-vis or whatever?
I haven't seen a vis-a-vis in years, dude.
I know, right? That fucking
blast. Everybody sniffed him. Everybody sniffed him.
I don't know what brand it is because it's got the company that made my yearbook on it. That's it.
Oh.
It's probably that brand. It does. I don't know what brand it is. It's just got this brand on it.
It smells good.
What kind of car is that?
Premium member Forced User says, my first owned car was an 01 Corolla called Mr. Hanky.
Christmas shit.
Sports Cars of Suma says, when you import crazy, weird, unknown JDM cars, you don't need nicknames for any of them because the name of the car is already cool or ridiculous enough. Yeah,
like Toyota Windy.
Yeah. Bistro Leopard Progress. People hear that and shit and already are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's actually pro gray. If you would even believe that they named
pro orange myself.
Pro what the fuck orange. Does that mean?
Agent Orange is used in Vietnam.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone is pro ancient Agent Orange ancient anymore.
Orange.
Ancient. Sorry, everyone who was in the Vietnam War.
I got 3.5 gallons of it.
My uncle actually died from Agent Orange.
I don't.
Cancer related death, injury or start over.
Did you know the main ingredient in Agent Orange was DEET?
Is what?
DEET.
The shit that's in bug spray.
Yep.
Bug spray. I was going to say my uncle died from cancer. Well, he had cancer and then he had a heart attack. That's actually what killed him, but it was all traced back to Agent Holy fucking shit, I can't say that. Agent Orange. It's actually really sad. it's me mispronouncing everything wrong because I'm really sleepy is kind of funny a little bit, but
yeah. We're all sleepy. I think Pixie's fucking
I think Pixie's actually asleep.
Yeah. As he falls back in his chair.
He's commenting on thirst traps.
He's just on autopilot. That's what he does.
I love that's just there's no noise.
I'm gonna put the vine boom sound with that one. Yeah. All right. Premium member Meep, but in Japanese, says, I gave my legacy the name Fubuki since that means blizzard in Japanese and it's a white car.
Oh my gosh, she's got big titties. What? I'm not wrong.
What do you mean, what?
I can feel EM2 Yuki cringing right now.
Oh yeah, well he fucks raccoons, so I don't care. He didn't say anything when I sent him that video, by the way.
That's the reaction that I would have guessed was just loud silence. Let's see. Premium member level 14 says 97 Camaro was called Silver Chariot. Reason silver car and my fiance and I went everywhere in it in the first 3 years together.
Hell yeah. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Premium member Mojo Nixon Gaming says I had a Jetta I named Ava, named after Hitler's mistress.
Okay.
Right. I thought it was going to be after the anime, but no.
I mean, Volkswagen. So, guess we're... Man! Volkswagen.
Man! Yeah, but
I didn't know that's what... I don't know.
Let's see. Masonite 500 says, my Prius is named the Robin's Egg because it is light blue, shaped like an egg, and not nearly as cool as the Batmobile.
That's funny.
Preview member Hayden Veal says, a kid came by while I was working on my current daily, and I got really curious about what I was doing and started asking all kinds of questions about it. He asked if I named it yet, and I said no. He said I should name it Bluey. I named it Bluey.
Bluey.
That cartoon is fucking taken over.
I know.
Let's see. Nick Toomey says, I named my 2004 Sierra 1500 Earl.
That's a good name for a GMT 800.
Oh, it's because he got a plate and it started with ERL. 2004.
That's a GMT 800. Okay, yeah. I was right.
Yeah, when he got his license plate for it, it said ERL at the front. That's why he named it Earl.
Oh, that's cute. Earl. My middle name is Earl.
Midwestern
Earl in the car.
Yeah. Midwestern Metalhead 03 says, my 1984 Chevy K10 has two names, Gene for my grandfather, Larry Gene Sparks, and a show name, The Rotten Banana, because it's yellow and has rust.
The Rotten Banana. I mean, that's great.
It's got brown spots on it.
Is it patina?
Patina.
And last Patreon response by user Tagarung says, my 1983 Z28 Camaro I've dubbed Black Sunshine after the White Zombie song, even if that tune references a Mustang.
I was going to say, Black Sunshine's about a Mustang.
Ripping the wheels, knuckles white with desire. The wheels of his Mustang exploding on the highway like a slug from a .45. True death, 400 horsepower, maximum performance, piercing the night. This is Black Sunshine.
We're gonna get a copyright strike.
I love that song. Get a copyright strike from me singing it.
You're doing it too good.
As a joke.
I know. I wasn't expecting that in the slightest bit.
You can't understand a fucking word he says in that song, except for black and sunshine.
What was that song? Like 1965? Is that what was that one song by White Zombie?
That song came out in like the 90s, I think.
No. The name of the song. Hold on. I got this. One sec.
Black Sunshine?
It's about a Mustang. It has to be 65 or newer.
Thunder Kiss 65.
That's another song on the same album.
Yeah. But like anytime I hear that song, all I hear is
so fucking ridiculous. I remember the first time I heard like you hear half of the fucking like rock songs that come out of the 60s and 70s and like all of them like I half expected like half of them to be named Yeah. And then right. Usher came out with a song actually called Yeah, and it's just
yeah. There's the other copyright strike right there.
Oh, yeah. I think they should combine. Somebody should make a mashup of Thunder Kiss 65 and Yeah by Usher.
Oh my god.
Just different yeahs. So
thank you very much for your support, premium members on our Patreon.
Yes, thank you. It was very epic, cool, and good.
And thank you to all of our Patreon members for supporting us. It's greatly appreciated.
Patreon.
As well. If you're seeing the video version of this episode, you guys Patreon. Are cool. You guys are really cool.
You guys are the coolest, in fact.
I mean, we'll also go to the other cool people.
Also, hi, Jack.
What?
Also, hi, Jack. Jack is the neighbor kid from buddy's house, and he subscribes, one of our Patreon members. So hi, Jack.
Hello, Jack.
I've seen your messages in my DMs. I have literally, without exaggeration, hundreds of thousands of DMs, so it's kind of hard to get through all of them. So I see them, and I hi, Jack.
All right, we'll go to the other cool people. The responses to our Instagram page, the story post on our Instagram page at Flag Time Podcast.
Sorry.
Over there, we said the same thing. If you have a name for your vehicle, what is it? And as per tradition, we start off with the first response.
by 95 heap. What?
I have a question. How many people said Wienor?
Oh, I haven't seen any yet.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen any.
Good for you guys. Proud of y'all.
Oh, no, there's one Wienor Mobile.
Wienor Mobile.
Yep. Kyle now Wilson 25 ruined it.
We gotta take away the
member of mine.
Yeah, no.
We gotta take away the good noodle star now.
Yep. Let's see. Like I said, first response was 95 heap, and they say dirty whore.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Wolf and Flip says shithead.
That's a good name. Quandale Dingle.
This is wow. Okay. Instagram user Ratat says a Pujo 207 that I called a Pugioto because I was drunk once and thought it looked like a Pokemon.
Pokemon. They do kind of look like Pokemon.
If you look at it, the 2016 Ducati Multistrada
looks kind like a Pujo.
No, it kind of looks like the mega version of Gyarados, like the red mega Gyarados.
You gotta pop that. You gotta like put that up on the screen. You gotta like a side by side comparison. Yeah,
I have a. Hold on.
If you do that comparison,
1 second.
Make them come up suddenly.
Give me a
with
second.
A loud vine boom sound effect with it.
It's on my Instagram. Like it's an actual really? Post on my Instagram, yeah, but it's so far down that you'll have to give me a second.
Just background noise.
Just saw what I just did, and it's fucking hilarious.
I'll be able to see it in post.
You're gonna see it in the fucking recording. You're just gonna start laughing. You two are both looking at your phone, and I'm just leant way back here.
Leant.
What we call it down here, we leant back.
Like I'm gonna share this. I'm gonna put this on the Patreon video, but I'm just gonna share this to the group chat here.
So I looked up Grogu earlier,
uh-huh,
and I just still have it up here on my screen. I'm looking. It says the species is Yoda's species.
Oh my god!
Whatever species Yoda is, that's what he is.
But yeah, look at the group chat, Sterling.
You're fucking right. Holy crap. Like 23 likes.
Yeah, that was posted in 2016, my guy.
All right, well, it's got 23 likes now. We'll see how many it has after the podcast comes out.
Yeah, right. Let me go back to the Flag Time Podcast Instagram page and see what other responses we got. We got Miss Aladita says the pigeon. It's a 2015 white beetle.
The pigeon. I like that. Pimjim.
Bird.
JM Katie says, I have a 45 Willys MB named Tweety.
Hell yeah.
Hair Freshness says, we noir.
Interesting.
You
fuck you.
We knew what you meant.
Ryan St. Louis says, Leaky McFuckstick.
Is that a Jeep?
Probably.
Is it a Volkswagen?
Probably. Here for Memes Now says bike. Logan the car bike. Guy says Balls McGee. It's an S10.
Does Balls. It have truck nuts on it?
Probably.
Put truck nuts on my sobs. Sob nuts. Sob and touch our nuts together.
EM1 for the win says rusty piece of shit.
It's like EM2 Yuki, but with a better car. EM1 Yuki. Hi, Liam.
Not a Cactus 09 says, don't have a car yet, but I want to name mine something to do with space and cactus.
Of course a cactus can't drive a car. What the fuck did you expect?
Lars V. Owers says, Karen, because 0 to 100 without asking.
What is... You have an uncontrolled vacuum leak.
Turn on the car and just tearing.
I gotta start the car in fourth gear because as soon as it starts, the RPMs go too high.
Like fucking trying to get like a carbureted car with a huge vacuum leak and it just like, oh fuck, it's... Full throttle? Okay.
Bera Esky says, Problemo Mobile. Okay. Mystery Toast 1.6 says, I named my Audi Crust.
Crust?
from user Mystery Toast.
Because every fucking coolant hose has got the coolant crust on it because they fucking leak.
Yeah, that's plausible. Karwowski Media says Steve.
My just friend me Steve.
And you, just us.
Steve.
And your friend Steve. Steve. I love that song.
Steve is a cuck in that song.
All right.
I look like Nikki Sixx.
V8 Moose says, my LS swapped Volvo 240 is named Skitlada. It's Swedish for shitbox.
Hell yeah. What's up, Wolfgang? Wolfgang's my buddy. He loves this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
He's stoked.
Previous guest Ryan Rowley says, old dirty. It's his lowered truck. It's his lowered truck that if I sit in it with him and we go driving down the road, the drive shaft hits the body underneath the car.
Fuck.
Baby, don't be so fucking fat now.
Damn.
Yeah, no, we're both like 250 pounds each. Let's see. When Spitfire overheated that one day when the fuse blew on the radiator fan, he picked it up in Old Dirty.
Did like you see my face?
We put Spitfire on the back of Old Dirty and took it back home.
Yeah. And then it went.
Yeah.
The back.
We'll do a couple more because we don't really have that much time left.
Can you boost the fart that Sterling did?
I can what? Try.
Just make it the audio for that specific moment really fucking loud for you.
EM2 Yuki, previous guest EM2 Yuki says, my Honda Civic is named Yuki because lol, funny Canadian car named after snow.
Is
that what Yuki means?
I guess. I don't know.
Hey Siri, what's Yuki in Japanese mean? Wait.
In Japanese, Yuki is Yuki.
Oh my god.
didn't give you the definition.
Siri, what does
I already did it!
Snow is snow.
No!
Okay, it's just saying it was a fucking Japanese accent. Never mind. No, snow!
We'll do one last right. one. Lucas Cops says, my SV650 has been named Plinko.
Because that's what the engine sounds like.
Valve spring.
Thank you for participating in the listener interaction portion. You guys are great.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Now you got to read all the names.
Yeah, I do. Oh. It's great. Do either of you guys want to try and read it?
No, I'm a.
I'll read it.
You'll read it. Okay.
I'll read them. Send me the list.
Copy.
Pepsed.
All right. I gotta skip ahead in the video podcast here so people don't see sensitive information. One sec.
What the fuck are you doing?
Going into DMs is what I'm doing.
Not you, the dead guy on the screen.
I'm the goldfish in the toilet bowl.
That's He's the updated list. Much. All right, let me go back. All right, we're good.
Super goon.
I peed in the clam Super chowder.
Jesus Christ.
I fucking love clam chowder.
Hell yeah.
Alrighty, let's see. Thank you to our Patreon members.
Premium members.
Premium members. I gotta catch up. Thank you to our premium tier Patreon members. Aaron Alexander, Ansel Fuji, Ashley Green, Ben, Chatched Mango, Cheesy Chap, Chrysler Connection, Devin Newby, D-Mac Yeet, Ellis Chatto, Eric, Firestone 512, Force User, Ford Tech 1397, Framed Automotive, Hal, Hayden Veals, Jaden Schoonover? I think it's Schoonover. I don't know. Jamie BH911, Jan Hankey, JJ the Tech, John Montague, Kai Dustpan, Kim Ragsdale, Kyle Olson 25, Level 14, Sports Cars Assume Ass, Mad Mike with fours and ones and a three. Mad Max 5, Masonite 500, Midwestern Metalhead 03, Mike O'Connor, Mississippi King, Mojo Nixon Gaming, Mopar 1966, Nathan Tobe, Nicholas Reich, you should change your last name, Nick Toomey, Police 428, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Steve Henriquez, Tagarong, the Big Maple, Vubula, William Martin, Zane Cat, Elysium Darkness, Meep, but in Japanese. Thank you so much for your support. The money that you give us will go into making better content. So
100%, that's yes.
Epic. It's not just going to go into our pockets so we can buy cars.
You guys donating, well, not really donating, you guys supporting us through Patreon is honestly what gave me my 4-day work week.
Yeah. So yeah, you guys have done so much.
Yeah. You guys have changed a lot of things for the better, and we appreciate every single one of you. So,
yes.
Thank you guys so much. We still appreciate our audio listeners as well. Like, you guys are fantastic also.
Yeah, obviously. Like, that's kind of just an assumed thing. Like, anyone who listens to those podcasts, literally, thank you.
Yeah, we love all of our listeners.
Like, if you listen to it, awesome. If you listen to it and shared it, you're awesomer.
Yes.
But just thank you. This is, like, yes. I never, like, even thought I'd have a voice.
Our voices have echoed across the world. That's fucking crazy.
It's kind of, yeah, like, I can't even drive my Saab anywhere without somebody going, wow, is that a Saab 900? I drove to Costco yesterday, and I was getting gas, and somebody was like, wow, is that a Saab 900? And I was just like, I looked around, and there was nobody stopped and, like, waited to talk to me. Somebody just yelled that out the window, and they just kept going. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right. And I love you, random citizen.
All right. Thank you guys also, for listening.
I got a cool Blip Shift shirt on.
Oh, that's Blip Shift really
makes
cool
the coolest. Blip Shift makes the coolest shirts in the world. Go buy them and say that I told you to buy them. Maybe they'll get me.
I need my sister to make I need my sister to make a cartoon version of the S1000 right here and submit it to Blipshift.
You should just like put the fucking logo that's your profile picture on a shirt. That's all you got
to
do.
Yeah, but I want that to be merch for me. So,
Peebus.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening again, and we will see you guys next time.